Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
I have a letter right here from Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Cameron says, I met you guys both at the second annual podcast expo.
I feel like that's in 2006, right?
I was a senior in high school. I was doing my senior project on podcasting and was already a huge fan of your work. I turned 30 last month. I spent years as a VIP member happily.
Amazing.
I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate what you did for me throughout these years. The first 1,000 shows of yours, I heard twice at least.
I love you. I'm in love with you.
I was obsessed. I spent many hours of my life listening to you two have funny conversations, but beyond that, you taught me a lot about life.
That was by mistake, but I appreciate it.
I was planning on writing a long email detailing all kinds of ways you impacted me, but you both are aware of what you do for people.
I don't know. I think a nice list would be nice.
I'm just another drop in the river of folks who've been positively impacted by you.
Well, drip, drip, baby.
I just wanted to send you this email to say thank you. I'm proud of you guys for still going strong. It's incredible to me that you are. I wish you both well. Cameron.
Cameron, we're proud of you for turning 30. Not many people can do that. That's nice in this day and age.
Well, thank you very much for spreading the word. You know, we see you guys are spreading the word. It helps. It keeps everything going, and we appreciate it. Today's guest. Holy goodness. The reason we waited on the Madonna story. Co-host of the podcast, Narcissistas. Courtney McGinnis's pal, you know. Will Cope.
Woo! Shake your titties, y'all. I made it. Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I got my keys back.
You left it in an Uber.
I left it in the fucking Uber, but technology and like an angel brought it together. I feel relieved. I feel
refreshed. Do you tip in that? Because he's got to come back.
I gave him 20 bucks.
Like, 20 right bucks?
Now. Yeah, I did. I was feeling just like, I was feeling the moment, like the majesty of it all.
20 bucks. That's
right?
A lot, right?
It Keith? Was a lot. I didn't have change.
Like, you're surrounded by people.
No, but he was nice about it.
It's really nice.
And he like went to the wrong place for a second. Like, I felt really bad.
That's his problem. But yeah, absolutely.
It was
that's
his problem.
So sweet. Keith, how much do you think you would tip? How much was the ride? Not even 20 bucks.
It was.
It was.
Like, yeah, from Bushwick, it was like 26.
Fashion's doing well for you?
I mean, not bad. Corporate fashion. Whoa. That's the key.
Okay.
Girl. Yeah,
okay.
It's the man.
Well, I'm never going to say I'm going to tip less than somebody just saying how much they tip. A 20 and a have a nice day. A $20 bill and whatever he says, I go, you too.
Yeah.
You know, for New York being such a bad reputation, which I think should change at this
it
point.
Should.
We're
I
not
agree.
Really what it used to be.
Right.
I don't know an experience where somebody left something in an Uber and the guy told them to go fuck themselves.
Right?
Yeah. That's I left my thing. Entire bag. I just bought weed. It was like maybe half an ounce or something.
Okay, crucial.
I had like my Kindle, my laptop.
Okay, it was, all the things.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, actually, that is all my things.
This is like all my things. Yeah, this is the bag I would grab if there was a fucking fire.
Yes. If you were to break into my house.
Exactly.
You can just take that bag.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what else to report. You can take my pillow
my
and blanket.
My net worth is in that bag.
Yeah, basically. But he came back. And the problem is he couldn't come back right away. He's like, I'll come back tonight.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, sure. And I'm like, he's in Maryland.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's what I would like. I was stressed. I was like, this guy would probably be in fucking like Jersey already.
Yeah.
But we turned it around quick.
Is it interesting when Hemda said what was in that bag? She goes, my weed was there.
Yeah, number one.
And a laptop and phone and money and
honestly, keys. Relatable.
Thank you.
It's relatable content.
I just bought the weed.
That's what I'm saying. Fresh.
Yes.
Still sealed.
What was your role in Courtney McGinnis's marriage proposal, or rather Casey's marriage proposal? But we know, right?
So, okay. I was involved months in advance. Very exciting. So Casey,
are you good at keeping secrets?
Apparently. Like, okay. I am, because I like will shut it down. I will not even try to think about it around you, but like, how can I not? Like, every time
that's
I saw
so
this bitch, I was like, especially like the week of, because she was like, what should I wear for the show? She was so distracted with the Bowery Ballroom show where he proposed that she was just like so invested in that. And I was like, this is perfect, because at this point I'm just like staring at her all the time. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this bitch doesn't know. But Casey, yeah, he like reached out to me because they went to a wedding in Mexico. And once he came back, he was like, I'm doing it. Like,
oh, wow.
Here we go. This is the woman I'm going to marry, blah, blah, blah.
Did you think, because Casey's like kind of a goofball. Did you think for a second to fuck with him and be like, do not do this.
Like, whatever you do, back away slowly.
Look, I'm the BFF. I have slightly more information.
Exactly. Like, here's the file we haven't slid you yet. Like, flip through that and let me know if you want to reconsider.
I think it's funny that it's a Mexico wedding that made him. He's like, they're doing it everywhere. I got to step up.
Literally everywhere.
But you know what also in Mexico, like, what's the Mexican beer?
Tecate, Corona.
Corona. He's like, Coronas are a dollar in Mexico. I'm getting married.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure that was it. He was like, what? You can get married like on a beach? He was like, I'm going to do it. So he calls me. He texts me. He was like, I'm going to call you later. So he calls me and was
does that make you nervous?
A little bit.
Right?
Because I was like, straight guys don't call me, first of all. What's going on? And then second of all, like, who talks on the phone anymore? This has to be something serious. Yeah. So
did you have a clue?
Yeah. Well, I think he didn't want it in writing just in case, because he doesn't like... He knows me, but he doesn't know, like, if I can really keep a secret, how much, like, if I'm going to slip around Courtney and everything. But he was nervous because she was very adamant, like, do not, I know you're going to propose to me eventually, but do not do it at a fucking comedy show. Like, I will murder you. That is not what I want at all.
And you were like, go ahead, girl. Yeah.
And so
she doesn't know what she's talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. Like, he knew that forever. And so I was like, but he was like, the Bowery Ballroom is like, that's a moment. It's like a bigger deal. And right. It's like, she lives for that shit. So I was like, he was like, I feel like it's right, but like, she's saying the other thing. So let me check with Will. And I was like, So Courtney's like...
Did he give you... But here's the thing about this whole...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because he wasn't like, or I have this other idea.
Well, he did.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
The weekend before, they went to Lake George, like, with his family. And he was going to do it, like, around there and, like, a little intimate, like...
That's nice.
Off the grid. Yeah, like, a personal thing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, that is, like, cute and, like, nice and everything. But, like, this bitch Courtney, the narcissista, she loves a goddamn spotlight. The bitch loves a stage. She loves a room full of camera phones. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be such a fucking moment. And it was. Like, it was recorded. We had, like, there was fucking professional photographers there. Like, it was a whole thing. Right. And it made it like so much more special. Like, and her parents got to be there. Like, my mom was there. Mm-hmm. Everyone could be there. And she was still surprised. And this is like the only time that could happen, because mm-hmm. like, if everyone else showed up at like dinner, she'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
And she like, don't surprise me. I'm free this weekend.
Exactly. She's very that. She's like, don't make me sing. But like, as she fucking plugs in the microphone.
She invited you to karaoke. Don't make me.
Exactly. But like, she's the queen of mixed messages a little bit sometimes. So, you know, you gotta like keep the straight boys on track. So Casey had to like, he got nervous a couple times. He's like, are you sure? Like, I can literally do it this weekend. And I was like, it's gonna be perfect. Like, trust me. And it was, because she was just like so enamored by the show and like mm-hmm. everything that came with that, that like she did not see it coming at all.
That's funny.
She literally almost collapsed. Well, she did.
And are people in the audience crying?
Yeah. People were like up in arms. So many people really didn't know at all. And I mean, it was funny.
Look how excited he is. Like, I knew so many people didn't know.
I can't believe I like actually kept the secret down. But they,
would Courtney say like, I'm planning a trip in September. And you're like, I wouldn't do that yet. Yeah. Like,
I mean, at least it was like the Bowery show. Cause I was like, I know this cannot move. It won't cancel. Like, it won't shift or anything. Right. And then like, because of that, I was like, oh, well like her parents can come in and like, my mom, and like just like make it a huge thing that she just like really was like fucking.
Was there ever a moment while you were waiting?
Yeah, this
is months.
Literally months.
Was there ever a moment where it would have fixed something if you were like, he's asking you to marry him in 2 months?
Oh my God, so many.
Yeah.
So many times. Like, for sure, for sure. Cause that's the other thing too, is like, we catch up before the show. Like, that's the main time that like we get to see each other. And we're pretty much recording like every other week. So it's like, the first 20 minutes we see each other were just like diarrhea, like catch up session, like everything we couldn't text each other constantly over the week. And
you must miss each other.
Oh, so much. Love her. But it's usually about our men's is. And there have been so many times where she's like, this motherfucker, Casey, blah, blah, blah. And I've been like, but he's gonna ask, like, but I had to just like fucking swallow that shit because it was worth it.
Did you and Courtney get into any kind of argument about anything? And you knew the secret?
No, not really. We don't really fight like that.
Okay,
we just like, I feel like we know each other so well that we can like gently push our opinion or perspective without like offending the other person.
Just I've heard like, you do it. It's really nice. He goes, bitch, shut up.
Exactly.
And she's like, I know, right?
It's literally that. I'm like, shut up, bitch, it's the same for you. She'll be like, exactly. Or she'll be like, not the fuck now, Will. And I'll be like, cool. Thank you. Love you, mean it.
Speaking of relationships, the other day we were talking about Demi Moore has a new book coming out.
What?
And in it, she explains how Ashton Kutcher tried to gaslight her because when he was caught cheating on her, he blamed it on they had three ways in the past and was confused.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Okay, I have a confession. When you first said Demi Moore, I pictured Demi Lovato.
Okay.
And I don't know why, because Demi Moore is the more important one, for sure.
Demi Lovato's like, what did I do?
I mean, what didn't she do?
I just meant she's minding her own business. Poor thing. But yeah, we're saying like, you know, Ashton's saying, okay,
yeah,
I had a three-way with you
and
another woman. So this is different because I'm going to guess because it's behind your back. I'm guessing, you know, trying to trick her. Then this is going to be a hell of a book. Demi Moore reveals in the book that she was raped by a man who then paid her mother $500 when she was 15.
What?
Yeah.
Like, paid her for sex?
Yeah, paid the mom to have sex with the 15-year-old daughter, like, who was Demi.
Honestly, never trust a mom who names their kid Demi.
Right.
I mean, Demi what? Plie? What are we talking about?
Demi Plie. She was taken by her mother to bars so men would notice them. She's 15, and when she comes home one night and with an older man, the mom, they know is in the apartment with the key. She's 15. When she comes home one night and an older man they know is in the apartment with the key.
Oh.
Moore writes, it was rape and it was betrayal. So she gets raped. Then the man says to her, the daughter, how does it feel to be whored by your mother for $500?
Oh my God. That's what he said to her?
I wonder if he just said that or if it really happened.
If the money part.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because that could just be added to his rape fantasy.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm no liar.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I raped you, but I'm telling you the truth now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm just upfront about my shit.
These are the receipts. What the fuck, though? That is crazy.
And the mom is saying, okay, I think I see the difference. So you're telling me,
she's like, wait.
I can make money for the family.
Okay.
But don't, I guess, send out my daughter to help me make money because it's underage rape? I see the problem. I think I see the difference. And from now on, going forward.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. That is so fucked up. That's like some precious shit.
Yeah.
I really need to see that movie.
I mean, apparently you can read Demi Moore's book, though. It's the same thing. Push a novel by Demi Moore.
All right, let's talk about the Madonna concert, shall we? Before the show starts, I say, Will, are you a Madonna fan? And he goes, you know, now I understand the history, but not really. And I go, oh, just ask. And I went to a Madonna concert. And he leans forward. Right? He's like, oh, yeah, how was it? Yeah. What was everybody wearing?
I want to know. Yeah. I've heard mixed reviews. But that's the thing is, like, I
felt that way. Look at this. You want to say something negative and you're just not allowed.
No, when I saw, I'm about to. Okay. when I saw,
I'm getting there.
When I saw the Madonna show, I leaned in. I was so excited. I was like, yes, finally. Because I felt like I love to see artists that I love live, even artists that I don't love live, because I feel like seeing people live changes everything a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Like, they can really like bring a whole new side to their like artistry or not.
Or bore you to tears.
Exactly. Yeah. And Madonna, I like production wise was blown away by the show, but like performance wise from the individual, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, when was this?
This was that MDMA show.
Oh, okay.
I saw it at Yankee Stadium. Okay. Which was like, I think, too big of a venue. Which is why I'm interested to hear about this one, because it's like indoors.
What venue moment. Is this?
BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Oh, how big is that?
Like, it's smallish. Yeah. It's smallish. Like, that's there's no TVs because you're close enough.
That's dope.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, like, ooh, wait a second. This isn't the exclusive Madonna show. Like,
once
this
again,
is different.
I cannot believe that Kyle took you. Like, if you ever go, like, I'm not sure she likes me. Yeah.
She took you to the exclusive fucking Madonna show.
Yeah. And you know, like, he was, my prediction is he's being sarcastic in her face the whole time while she's like, Madonna's on
she's
stage.
She's like, this is fucking Madonna. Yeah. Like, we're making eye contact with Madonna.
Right.
There was a time where she's doing some dance, some guy's popping and locking right next to her.
I mean, naturally.
And I lean into Kyle and I go, Metallica did it better.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, you might not be wrong.
Right. So we had dinner. Then we went to the concert and we ate. See, here's the thing. You end up paying anyway. Like, even though it's a gift, it's like, well, now I'm going to treat dinner like it's a buffet.
Of course.
So I have some food to go and I'm thinking we'll give it to a homeless person
that
we passed. Mm-hmm. We didn't happen to pass when I put it on top.
Look at us. New York. Come like on. I said. Right. Just better every day.
It was good pasta. Look at us. Yeah.
Look at this. We just think we can find a homeless. We did not.
We did not. Just assumed we would. Yeah. Interesting.
Now I
look at that.
It's safe to say that they took an Uber somewhere because we're talking about Keith, but
I don't see. I'm holding out to go food out the
just
window.
Like waiting to drop it.
All my extended Ubers.
Like skip it like a stone across the sidewalk.
Keith always does Uber math. He goes, if we both take the train,
okay,
it'll cost over $6, like $6.50, and this Uber is $5. Yeah. So that makes sense.
Right. So, but I didn't find one. So I put it on top of like a utility box on a pole.
Oh, that's the same.
They'll find it.
Do they know?
No.
Do they know? They'll find it.
They would sooner know on top of a garbage.
That's like a raccoon's meal for sure.
Okay, there you go.
A raccoon is fucking up that pasta.
Well, eggplant, fine mozzarella. Yes. I hope a raccoon enjoyed. So then
I gotta find out where you guys are dining and just stand outside. Right. You throw out the best
things.
That's
the key.
Right.
Whoa. And like a blanket.
And that has like a hoodie covering her face.
Exactly.
Please, anything. Exactly. Well, I'm finding them every day now.
Just like get real caffeinated up and shake a little bit.
Yeah. So I
love this plan.
I went in and she has the tickets on her phone.
Uh-huh.
And so the woman, you know, putting me through this little security area is like, do you have a phone or a watch? And I go, no, she has the tickets on her phone. I misunderstood.
Yeah.
They're locking up phones.
Yeah, it was exclusive.
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand how it works. Here's one right here. Well, they don't lock up the phone locks is the irony. So I have this to show you. You don't own me.
I love this. Oh my God, there's fucking visual. This is everything. I am learning today.
So it's a
this is so good.
It's like a little purse the size of a phone.
It is. It's like neoprene.
Yes.
Yes.
It fits in very snugly. And then they close it and with a machine, you beep it open.
Oh.
Okay. But I said I didn't have a phone and I put my stuff through the conveyor belt. And there's the phone. Then I'm figuring it out what the other person meant, but I just ignore it. And so I'm the only one in all of Madonna with my phone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm rich.
You beat Madonna at her own game.
Nice try, honey.
Gotcha, bitch.
And here's the new album, remixes and all.
Get these 8 counts together. Get this choreo on the internet.
So I'm giggling in my seat. Yeah. You know, obviously, I can't pull it out. I'll be thrown out, but it's still very exciting stuff.
You put yourself in the cage, though. You're just like, I'm not going to pull it out, but it just feels good knowing.
Exactly.
So there's a little hallway that the bathroom's in, and mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Kyle to come out of the bathroom. So I just take out my phone. I start playing with it a little bit.
That's what you took out your phone for that chance? What are you playing? I swear to God, if it's not Fiends, what's that?
Fiend? What?
Best Fiends, yeah.
Best Fiends.
It was, and I'm on level 34. It's fun. And so I see another concert goer. All these people, by the way, they happen to be our age. They're not kids. Okay. So this woman sees me, and she's kind of looking at me, and I'm like, okay, you know, what are you, hello? And then she walks away, and then soon after, a worker comes over, and by this time,
Mark.
I happen to put my phone away, and she goes, do you have a phone?
Wait, was it a worker person? I missed that.
At first, it was a regular person who sees me.
Madonna fans are snitches.
Obviously ratted out, but rude. If I can't have my phone, why could he?
Yeah, what a bitch.
And I go, yeah, no, I somehow missed the purse for my phone. I don't know what to tell
the
you.
The phone purse.
And then she, luckily she had a phone purse and I had to put it in.
Holy.
Wow.
But who's the bitch?
Who's a fucking narc ass Madonna fan?
Ew.
Rude. The disrespect.
Yeah. Madonna wouldn't have been pleased.
Yeah, she would not have been pleased. No, Madonna's of course punk not. Rock.
Yeah, truth or dare, bitch. Wow. You should have been like, look, for I will take a picture of you mm-hmm. right now and right. send it to you. And you get a picture at the Madonna concert.
Exactly, you're the only one.
Or we both can't have a phone.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Ew, what's your life like?
That's so fucking rude.
Excuse me, I don't want to be that person, but I am. Yes. It's just the way I am.
She's like, I just can't. You have to.
Excuse me, I know something.
Excuse me.
Right. Can I tell it to you and everybody else?
He's breaking the rules.
Yeah.
He's the only one calm knowing what time it is. It feels like she's late, but I'm not sure. That's why you don't have the phone. It's not for recording. It's so that you can come at your leisure and we don't know better.
So rude.
Wow.
Gross.
Oh.
Were you afraid that you were about to get kicked out?
No.
Were you like, please, 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 please. Please, please, please,
please, please, please, please. Do you have a phone?
Yes. I sure do. I have three phones.
Not only unlocked, but I see everybody walking around with phone purses. I ignored it. And then on top of that, I read the signs about being kicked out. So stick to your word.
Oh, so you walk around with a phone. So you still have your phone. It's just in a phone purse.
No, I have my phone out of the phone purse.
Yeah, yeah. But like everyone else has like their phone with them.
Oh, yeah.
Just in a purse.
They don't take it away.
It's not like a lockup. Interesting.
Right. So it moves kind of fast. You think, you know, 1,200 people, which isn't necessarily a lot, but it would take a while to lock your phone. It doesn't. Yeah. They're pretty smooth.
Wow. You saw Madonna with only 1,200
That's
people?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I leaned in. I was like, wait, this is different.
What?
And it's not on the internet because there are no phones.
Kyle and I need to get closer.
My show was like blurry on Netflix.
Seriously.
In 2019. Wow.
So there are like three exciting times, you know?
Okay. I'll take three.
Do we have a list?
Express yourself.
Why is express yourself fun?
Because she's dancing around and there's lights and shit.
Yeah.
But this
new... is great. This is great.
The lights and the dancing.
Maybe I do want to see Madonna with Keith. And he goes, lights and shit. You know who...
Look at the lights.
Look, there's extra lights for this one. Is that her dancing around? You guys call that choreography, right? That is a demi-plié.
It's a demi-plié.
Is she a good dancer? Honestly, because
she's an expert, fucking incredible level. Like she was, she's a dancer more than she is a singer.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, by the way, which reminds me, I was nervous that she was going to lip sync because she is a dancer.
Yes, for sure.
Ooh, careful what you wish for. She is the real deal.
Live vocals. That's why there were no phones.
I made it through the wilderness.
Yes, exactly. Like
now I made it.
There's a lot of talking. She does a lot. She does stand up basically.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, spoken word.
Yeah, and it's not good or it's not interesting.
Like
it's
what?
I'm like just shh. Yeah. Just rest. Just you don't have to entertain us.
You can just catch your breath.
At one time, she takes a picture of like her pussy, and then she says she's gonna. She laughs at us because we don't have her phone, so it's the only picture available.
That's
like
funny.
Who wants to buy it? And Andy Cohen
bought it.
Is in the front row. Uh-huh. How much money do you have on you? He had $500. She sells it legitimately for $500, saying, yesterday I got $1,000. So she has this little spot to catch her breath, and she's making just a little pocket change. The tickets are expensive because the venue is small. That's the angle she went this time. But hey, what's another $500?
She's selling pussy pics from the stage. Yeah. Okay, Steve, this is the type of Madonna that I fucking stand. Like this is what I'm talking about. Like high concept Madonna, pussy Polaroids from the stage. Age, bitch. Yes.
That's amazing.
But like, I'm not streaming Madonna, no shade.
These are
the stories I live for. What?
I enjoy the song Human
Nature. If she would let someone stream that, people would be ready with more cash the next night.
She also should have auctioned that off because I think she could have gotten higher than $500. Those guys have fucking coin on them.
At what point does it look crass?
At the beginning. So
exactly.
It really doesn't matter.
Exactly.
As soon as she said pussy for $500, exactly. I'm Madonna.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. Know your golden pussy is worth more than $500.
At least she didn't sell her daughter for $500. Right. This is what's happening
full
now.
Circle.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
That song, Human Nature.
Holy it's shit. Human nature.
Oh, yeah. Oops. I didn't know we couldn't talk about sex. And I'm like, oh, amen, right? I'm not your bitch. Don't hang your shit on me.
Did you sing along to anything?
Yeah.
oops, I didn't know we couldn't talk about you. So I would do that, yeah.
It's like, it's as if you should have a tool belt on, but you don't know how to fix anything.
For more fashion than function. I like that.
Just, it lets people know what we're
exactly,
working with.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Would it sound better if I was a man? Amen, Madonna! Men can say things, women can't. Oops.
Oops. I like the ups.
But then, this new album has so many slow songs.
Oh, does it?
And the slow stuff, I'm like.
Was it?
Is this you're reinventing yourself slow this time.
Oh, now she does too ballads. Much. And just live yeah. ballads.
Were any of the ballads something?
Not for the kid, no.
How was Kyle enjoying this? Can you tell?
Yeah, where are the gays getting their lives?
I know more songs than she did. I did my research thinking I won't know. She didn't mind that she doesn't know new stuff. She's just like, you know, that's Madonna.
Right.
You know, she always loved Madonna, didn't get to see Madonna. She does agree with me with the slow stuff. Like, okay, you know, this is a club. Let's dance.
Yeah, did you guys dance?
I vogued for 2 seconds just to blow her mind. Then I sat back down.
Can we see that?
Yes. Can we?
I'm like, you don't have phones. And I'm doing the Macarena during Vogue.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that works. It's literally the same thing.
The audience couldn't vogue fast enough. They're like, it's the song. And then she doesn't even start singing to strike a pose. And they're just throwing their arms out. 1,200 Hitlers out there.
I went to a school that had a dance program, and Vogue came out while while I was in high school, or it still was, you know, very, very. And that song would come on at a party, and I'd see like legitimate voguing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so masterful.
It really is.
Yeah. Do you like? Is there any part of you that likes it?
Voguing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Not always the best interviewer, so.
I fucking love voguing, though. I love it so much. I'm talking like modern day voguing, not like the fucking old school vogue. I mean, that was a time, but I'm talking like the stunts where like girls are literally slamming their backs, like break, like jumping from shit. Like it is a spectacle to see.
There wasn't rumor I would have. Yeah. I denial, but still.
You also need the battle aspect of voguing. Like, that's really what it's about.
There's a documentary on, like, how and where it started.
Yeah, Paris is Burning. It's the Black Gay Bible.
Keith, 1 to 10.
I have it on my phone.
1 to 10, Keith.
I literally do.
Oh, my God.
It's the only movie I have on my phone in a pinch, you know?
If people listening, if you haven't watched
you
it.
You have to, yeah.
You like, are sort of like a voguing Madonna fan or, like, even the culture of clubbing and, like, the underground world. Mm-hmm. Like,
the ballroom scene and, like, that's where like all black like Shade and fucking Reed and Girls and all that black gay
and a little bit
went mainstream from
a little bit of what it was like back then for if you're gay, if you're black, if you're trying to express yourself while you're being oppressed.
So, it's so fucking good. It's like New York City from like 89 to 91. It's amazing. Just like a raw ass documentary. It's so good. But that's what Pose is based off of, that FX show.
Mm.
And Billy Porter last night at the Emmys won.
All right. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Okay.
Just so excited.
Okay. Paris is Burning is what it's called.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. I'll tell the audience had to make some money at a Madonna concert. So this Madame X is tour, the new moment, album. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, she wears an eye patch with an X on.
Yes, uh-huh.
You can buy one for $30 at the Madonna concert.
$30?
Or go to Rite Aid, slap an X on those bad boys. You're rich!
For real, though, that's...
It's an eye patch for $30.
Okay, somebody pays for your concert, and it's a Madonna concert. It's a small concert. Yeah. It's something that, like, is very huge. Yeah. It's
exclusive.
It's historic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to buy not just a regular falafel dinner. It has to be nice, right?
It's got to be something else.
Yeah, there's dessert, and you got to sit through coffee, which you hate.
Oh.
She's not really a coffee drinker
why you guys are going to get married.
This works out.
Soulmates.
Let me tell you a little bit about Keith and why this is going to work out.
Oh, my God. Okay? Tell me everything.
All right. So Keith will have...
I feel it, though.
Yes. Loves going to a restaurant. Is really fun about it. Okay. Is good with sharing. Yep, is like... You know, like, hey, you know, let's get the appetizer. It's $5 more. Like, we're going to have a whole experience until dessert. Your last bite of your dessert, and we better get the fuck out. There's no sipping coffee.
Oh.
There's no just, the end of our meal. Yeah, let's chat.
Let's like kick it. Finish your beverage.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's
They're refilling tea here. No, he'll be like, I'm fine with it. And his face will say, I will murder you tonight in your sleep. Because
we
that's
30 seconds to get the
check. Yes. And then, and he tries to be nice. Yeah. Oh. Keith, Oh my God. The look on Keith's face when he's trying to be polite is like,
oh shit, we're out of tape. Oh.
It's so funny because he just, if you ever see like a 5-year-old who's being good, mm-hmm. but he's a motherfucker? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's, that's Keith. And I'm the kind of person.
He's like plotting.
Yes. But why are we out to dinner if we're not going to enjoy the cappuccino at the end?
For sure. And a mousse bouche at the end. I mean, well, that's the beginning.
That's
the
beginning. We can have an mousse bouche.
Sure. It's Brooklyn. It's Queens.
So what's it like with Kyle?
She's good. We eat at about the same speed.
I love that. That's important.
And no coffee sipping at the
end. Okay, that's very, you guys are aligned on the agenda. That counts
now,
a lot.
Now we're looking at personality. But we were a match first when it comes to food and drinks. Right?
Honestly, that's what the first dates are for.
Right.
The first meal dates, you're like, all right, how's this going to go? What you ordering?
So not only that, so you have to buy like a nice dinner that counts, right? Mm-hmm. And then at the concert, you got to buy the memorabilia, right?
Yeah, did you get the merch?
T-shirt, yeah.
Of course. Okay. I'm going to guess
how
much.
Does the merch say like the date or anything? Like exclusive? Yeah, it's like banned.
It says Madam X. It says the tours on the back. Yeah, yeah. Us being the first place.
$45.
Yes.
Yep.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, it's a t-shirt.
Right. I mean, she goes, got two sleeves.
She said,
can you believe it?
She said, can I have an eye patch too? And I go, cut off the bottom of the shirt. An eye patch
too. No, she didn't say that.
Where are you going to wear the eye patch?
I don't know, but the gays will figure it out. They'll find a way.
This Halloween will be magic.
Oh my God, for sure, for sure. There'll be a couple exes out there.
I was next to somebody with an eye patch on that they bought there. Yeah. And I'm like, you paid $200 for the ticket.
That's what I'm saying. Use both your eyes. Use both your eyes, girl. Save it for later. Right. I bet, like, was it on the left eye or the right eye?
You can make it your own. It's you, not I.
It's Yuna Eye.
You know what she holds up?
Kyle Wait
holds
a second. Up.
It's Trans Eye.
Kyle holds up one of the shirts, you know, like, hey, how does this look?
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I can never tell anything. So she asked the t-shirt.
I've never seen her wear a t-shirt in her life, but okay, right. Go ahead.
She asked the t-shirt guy, and the guy's like, yeah, looks great.
Looks like it's,
what do I give a
Damn.
Fuck?
They're like, yes or no.
I guess he's not making percentage.
Yeah, it's not commission.
You're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to sell it.
That's for sure. True.
You know?
Are they flying off the shelves?
I'm sure.
Kinda.
Yeah,
if you get your shirt in the beginning, see, it's not too bad. I've learned that at all concerts.
Yeah.
It's at the end, people go, oh, I do like this band. I paid $100 for it.
Exactly.
And then it's, you know, congested. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't bad.
So you guys had it in the beginning or the end?
The beginning.
Okay. So you're like, this is going to happen. Let's buy you your shirt.
What's she going to do? Be political in a bad way and not please. Now I'm stuck with this shirt. Now she's still into human rights.
Classic Donna.
But it was like a Broadway show with, you know.
Really?
With just everything going on, all the running around. A lot of conceptual art where I'm like, I don't get it.
Wait, what do we mean conceptual art?
They would have, she'd have like a giant screen. Yeah. Showing some kind of poetry while you hear a typewriter typing it out. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching.
So like,
I remember going on tour with Delirium and Conjure One, and they had like a thing in the background that, you know, supposedly went with the music and blah, blah, blah.
Supposedly.
But well, it was very abstract.
Yeah.
You know, and you press play.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I went to do a tour with just Conjure One after that, and and the head guy, Reese, is the producer, and we would travel together. He was like, yeah, last time in the Delirium and Conjure One, he paid thousands for somebody to make that video. Yeah, and then he was like, I made this one myself. It's like, turns out you take images, you put it in a thing.
It's literally like a PowerPoint presentation with transitions.
But easier.
Yeah, right?
Because it's music.
Yeah, right. So it just like float. Oh,
and
wow.
Also, he made so many albums. A lot of times it's just, here's the album cover of the song that's coming on and like some images that have to do with it, but you're there for the music.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and you also know the album.
Very that, yeah.
There's a point where strings started playing and she goes, no, strings, stop. And I'm like, yeah, this is the stuff I love.
Yeah, for sure.
But then she just said, I'm not going to do that one.
Oh.
And then goes to the next one. And the audience is bummed out. They don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No explanation. Yeah, she's right. Like, next.
No, not feeling that one now.
Oh.
And she said, like, I just did something. And I don't know if she was saying the tempos are too close to each other. I don't know what she was saying, but she's like, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, were you the first of the concerts?
No. Maybe she didn't like it last night.
I guess. She's still working through it. It's a
workshop. Thanks for telling us.
Right.
Right.
On stage.
That's what I'm saying. They don't at least like make it a punchline or something. Right. Mm. She was like, nope.
They don't deserve it.
Oh.
Not enough eye patches.
That's whistle. What I want. That's the Madonna I want.
Everybody has their phone locked up? All right. Fuck you.
Exactly. It's about fucking time. I hate you all.
Beyonce's so much better.
Oh my God. Imagine. Right. The Madonna fans like can't say anything. They come out like, oh, God damn it. She only sang Beyonce. We can't tell anybody. Right.
Surfboard.
Exactly. She just like raps Nicki Minaj for 30 minutes and then they're like, fuck, we can't tell anybody about this.
Oh, I love
like blood packed right. after.
I love Kyle taking Keith to ridiculous things.
I love this.
I enjoyed it with all that said. Yeah. You know you're seeing an icon, you're like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, and like an intimate venue. That's cute. I like that.
4 stars, look at that.
So if you were to go to like a Metallica concert or something like from your childhood,
yeah.
would you ask her to go?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I almost happened to see a Candlebox concert recently. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work out. But I brought it up thinking she'd say no. Yeah. I'm even playing music thinking she'd say no. And she's like, yeah, I'll go. I'm like, okay, but you're not going to know any mm-hmm. song. And for whatever reason, I've been playing them again recently a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you're welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying not to sound like don't. We'll have fun, but why do you?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Because don't think you owe me after this, yeah, or yeah. I owe you. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. don't have to.
Mm-hmm, we saw...
I got in trouble like that because I was going to see Hustlers.
Right.
And I'm like... To Xerxes, I know he just likes to hang out, yeah, you know, right. And he says yes. He's always said yes to everything because it's like, yeah, I'm going out. Like, yeah, do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to go for, you know, whatever?
Yeah.
And so this seems off brand,
yeah.
Okay. Would you
yeah.
say, love to Xerxes, that. Hustlers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going with Aldo and Cole, and our brand is just stupid,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just
you're
like-
with the shits. I like it.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just like, this is going to be the dumbest
exactly,
fucking night.
Yeah, yeah. Sign me up.
And we might eat something dumb too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
All our decisions will be ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, so I'm going to see Hustlers yeah. with Aldo and Cole this Friday. I think you don't want to see this.
Yeah,
and he's right. like, why am I not invited? I'm like, no, like no, in, like in a nice way. Yeah. Like, how do I say like...
Right. Exactly, like...
Like, you can come to everything. Do you want to come to this? And he's like, I'd hang out. I'm like, okay, this well, movie is yeah. Hustlers. Did I mention Jennifer What's-Her-Face?
Yeah.
Is a stripper and... I don't know what else.
Right. Do you know who Keke Palmer is? Like what?
No,
like,
no, no. Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, why is that? During the movie, he's like, why is this person in this? I'm like, because look at the response from these idiots.
Exactly. Exactly. We're living here. That's what we're doing. We signed up for this.
But it's super fun that he's there yeah. and we like took a smoke break together. And I'm like, that. I'm really glad that you're here.
Yeah.
Just so you know, yeah. you have to want this.
Exactly.
You have to
exactly.
really want
this. You have
this.
To want this. You really it's do.
Hard. You got to figure out how you're saying it. I didn't say, you probably can't handle Candlebox, can you? Right. I was trying to be polite.
Yeah, like you're not going to keep up with Aldo and Cole.
Gonna leave you in the dust.
Yeah, we were watching the Motley Crue movie on Netflix, and I say, I'm gonna watch virtually. She's at her house, I'm at mine. I'm like, I'm gonna watch it. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want to see it. And she goes, yeah. And then sometime later, we'll watch Fame. And I go, then just don't watch it. I didn't write it.
Exactly.
I'll watch it alone.
This isn't a tit for tat. I'll just do this myself.
So then we leave.
That is a thing with couples.
It
like,
is.
Just so you know, you're invited to everything. But like when I say, do you want to go? Never offended that you say no.
Exactly.
Because I'm genuinely asking, do you want to go?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I was seeing this guy very short amount of yeah. time. My brother and I were very into System of a Down. They were coming to Hershey, which is like 3 hours away.
Yeah.
We decided to make a thing of it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go, we'll stay, we'll go to the park. We'll like stay a night so we're not rushing back. We'll see the concert, all the shit. Happened to be seeing this guy. He happens to be there when my brother and I are talking about it. So I'm like, would you want to go to a system? Like,
yeah.
legit, would you want to go? And this fucking fish fan said yes. Okay.
Not a fucking fish fan.
We don't mean sushi.
Yeah, and I don't mean my puss.
Hard pee.
this fucking fish fan said yes and was a little bitch the entire
time. See, no, that's what we're not going to do. Time. You can't come to this and then be a cunt about it. Yes. Like, fuck that.
Like, okay, so first it was the amusement park, and part of it was in a water park.
Yeah.
So, and it was maybe
Hershey's
like.
Fun. Right? I love it there.
Sure. It's all right. But we're standing in line, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we just went on a water ride. Now we're standing in line. We're in the shade, so it's a little chilly for everyone. I'm too cold. I'm in line. I'm like, do you want some Cheerios? Like, I'm not your mother. Figure out how to get warm, you bitch. So I'm like, do you want to stand in the sun? This idea that came from my fucking brain because I'm thinking.
You push him over 2 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just. So he goes, I'm like, I will stand in line with everybody else. I don't give a fuck. So he goes, stands, and no, because I'm wearing a t-shirt and the t-shirt's going to stay wet. And I'm like,
I don't know. This and is also, personal choices. This is a personal problem.
Thank you. Woo! So, okay. So you're cold. By the way, didn't mention, he was a, what do you call those kids who have money from their parents constantly?
The fucking trust fund babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can honestly technically buy a t-shirt after every fucking ride we take.
Literally that.
Okay, instead of bitching at me.
You're whining about a fucking t-shirt? Yeah.
Then the concert time comes and he's like, I'm not really into System of a Down. I'm like, I don't care! Right. And I gave him my purse and went to enjoy the concert.
I love that. Hold and, you know, my bag, bitch.
Yeah, in his defense, he like walked around and got curious about other shit. Yeah, and okay. I was like, riding waves!
Oh my God, fuck that though. Like, you cannot do that to other people. Like, you know, we're here to get our fucking lives and enjoy this. Like, right. I am excited about this, you can tell. And you're going to be just a fucking damp cloth ass.
And
bitch.
Let me tell you what happened on the way back. We broke up! Never saw you again!
That's it. See you never, bitch. Bye.
Now, I'm a good sport to be with. After every song, I turned to Kyle and went, well, okay.
Been there. Yeah, I've been there.
She would start a song and I go, pop it up, break! Real good with the old stuff.
Were you surprised at how many songs or how much like lyrics you knew?
You knew.
Yeah, when I did my research, I was surprised. I'm like, I know this.
I feel that way every time, too.
Bedtime Stories, did I have this album? I know these.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
she was hot on the covers, you know?
Yeah.
Did she do all the single ladies?
Incredible.
She did not.
Oh. Yeah. She did not. Did she sing Halo? The girls love Halo.
So then I leave. Uh-huh. You know, we both leave. And guess what's waiting for me on the utility box? $20 pasta. Scooped it right back up.
Stop.
I'm leaving. No, you didn't. No.
You scooped it right back up?
Yep. I'm not looking at you for the next 2 minutes. I'm just not going to look at you.
The plastic fork was right where how I had it diagonally on the carton. The carton was still on. The bag was still folded exactly under.
Strategically placed plastic fork.
Exactly.
Still there.
Exactly. Untouched. The way I folded the bag under.
Whoa.
And Kyle, of course, is mortified like everybody is. And I go, no.
Same.
This is over $20 of pasta. I'm eating it. Guess what?
Oh my God.
Fucking delicious. So the weather kept it like a fridge.
That's what I was about to say. Was it a cool evening?
Yeah,
it was. Crisp? Okay, okay.
Yeah, it worked out.
All right.
Big time.
Oh, you know what? I love you.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you're here with us today, so it did work out.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Yeah. If milk is one day expired, he'll dump it out.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with the dairy.
No.
I mean,
no.
It's a thin line.
No, but something he left for the homeless slope. And they left back for him.
They did.
He's good.
I believe that raccoon put that fork right just perfectly back where he saw it after a couple bites.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think a bum opens up the food.
Then he's going to call them bums. He went to a Madonna concert and picked up his bum food. Okay, Keith.
A homeless gentleman or lady.
Of course, for sure.
A fine
or
stature.
Non-binary.
Exactly. A homeless them.
How do you describe anybody?
Don't call them them.
Do you think this person opened the food, didn't like what they saw, and then packed everything nice?
Yeah, they were like, oof, not for me.
Well, I'm not an asshole, just exactly. Not for me.
I'm lactose. So.
What kind of pasta was this delicious, delicious goodness? Yeah.
Pasta, mozzarella, eggplant.
It's good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It was very, very tasty.
It's cool.
Then we're leaving.
That's what it's like. He dates a very petite woman. Oh. So she takes two bites and he's like, leftovers. Yes.
Okay. I love this. I like this a lot. The brands are aligning for sure.
So as we're leaving, we find ourselves to the back of the theater outside, and we see tons of people waiting for Madonna to come back.
Classic.
So, you know, as I pass them, I go, there she is. You know?
Oh my God.
And so everybody gets got, but then they smile like, that was fun. We just had fun. You made us look, you motherfucker.
And you are an asshole. That's an asshole.
Mother. And then one of the workers are putting things away outside, and he says to me, she left out the front door, these idiots. He's not even telling them.
He should tell them.
That's what I would do too. I'd be like, 10 more minutes, you guys, I promise.
Also, how do you expect her to come out from the bus? Right? She'll be mobbed.
That's what I'm saying.
She's just going to stand there like, you did buy tickets.
Exactly. Like signing autographs and shit. Like, this is fucking Madonna.
We got our phone now, bitch. Now she needs another ground tunnel. She pulls that shit, right?
For real. She was never there.
All right, let's talk Emmys.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so I find the Emmys to be great.
Yeah. Same. Overall, I enjoyed myself for the most part.
And then never sees them.
I don't watch.
I watch them. I'm a sucker for an award show. I love to hate them, hate to love them. It's just a thing that I do.
Thanks to streaming, I think Hemda would know most of these shows, actually.
I mean, the shows are...
Let's find out. Let's do this.
Okay, all right on us.
Okay.
Outstanding drama series. Mm-hmm. Your choices were Better Call Saul, Bodyguard, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, This Is Us.
Yes.
Hey, you were wrong.
Okay. One of those was really a show. Which one? The winner was Game of Thrones.
Yes, it was.
Which surprised me because everybody hated this last
year. Yeah, but it was like an overarching, like, wow, you changed TV. Here you go.
I agree.
Good job.
Yeah. I would think This Is Us because it's supposed to be deep or whatever. I think I saw This Is Us. It's about like the siblings and they're three different. One is a fat woman, and all her whole storyline is just about being fat. It's I think she does other things but be fat.
Not in that show.
Right?
It's really like
is that what people are crying about? They say there's a lot of crying.
Yeah, there's tons of crying. I don't watch it, but apparently, it's that. And then there's like an adopted black kid.
Yeah, the adopted black kid's line is usually, well, I saw like maybe a season.
Yeah.
His story is really interesting. Yeah. The white guy is the most boring person on earth, and they keep focusing on him. And then they go into the backstory of how the parents met in the original.
And that's Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore's the mom.
And she does a great job. So two of those timelines, I was like, I want more of this. And the other two, I'm like, I'm out!
That's what I heard. They were like, I mean, I'm here for like 74% of the show.
Yeah.
But I cry every episode. And I'm like, well, that seems like a lot I have to work through, so I'm not sure.
So that's the serious we're adults drama section.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones was part of serious we're adults?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, people.
Well, if there's rape and murder, you don't put it under comedy, and that's your only other choice.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
It's more for the rape and murder part.
Don't you think they should have a separate one for fantasy? Because there is so much fantasy stuff. And
now
maybe
there's a lot, yeah.
Maybe like animation falls under that or something.
Ooh, animation's like so different.
And it
just
is
like how you craft it, I guess. Yeah. But like, I think there could be like a fantasy moment now.
Outstanding comedy series, Barry, Fleabag, The Good Place, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Russian Doll, Schitt's Creek. That's about Johnny Schitt, and I guess he owns a creek.
Good. I'm sorry. Russian Doll was a comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's not a drama, right?
Wait, what's the one?
She wakes up every day and she's like,
yeah, it's like Groundhog's Day.
But it's like, that's goofy.
Yeah.
That's not funny. That was hell.
And it's kind of hell.
I don't understand. Did you laugh at anything?
I laughed a little bit. Like when the first episode where she like died like 40 times in like 30 seconds. Okay. Like I was like,
And Veep.
These are hard to measure against each other.
Comedy was tough. It was pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Well, the pros did it, and they picked Fleabag, which also won lead actress in a comedy, writing in a comedy, directing in a comedy. Wow. Big day for Fleabag.
The girls love Fleabag, apparently. It's great.
Didn't once, though, take the time to talk to me directly during her many, many speeches. But okay, whatever. You know, I wish Madonna didn't redo Crave, you know, do it the way I studied it. But all right, everything's not for me, I guess.
Fleabag is one of the greatest things.
I haven't seen it yet, but I just found out about it, like, honestly, 2 weeks ago. My British friend was like, you have to see the show. Like, I'm binging it right now.
It's amazing. Obsessed.
Like, I almost didn't come out to meet you in London while you're here to continue watching this. And I was like, okay, that's an endorsement. I need to get into it. I heard it's fucking great. Like, she fucks right in the show. I love that.
Variety sketch series. Your choices are.
I don't know that's what I got out of it, but yes, she. Now that I think about it, yeah, she fucks.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
Variety sketch series, At Home with Amy Sedaris.
Yeah.
Documentary Now.
Okay.
Drunk History.
Uh-huh.
I Love You, America with Sarah Silverman.
Oh.
SNL. Who is America? The Sacha Baron Cohen show.
First of all, tough.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman did a great job.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I feel like it's too deep to be amongst, like, she was more like teaching you a lesson and being funny and sort of thing. But Sacha Baron Cohen, I guess, is doing the same. But that was like fall down crazy.
Yeah, that makes you really, really scared for the country, right?
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Well, he didn't win. No, I think he would have won if it came out, if the Emmys came out the day after one of those shocking episodes of his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you're like, yeah, the world's shit, and you kind of let it go.
Because you have to keep going.
You have to live. Yeah, exactly. Saturday Night Live won.
Yeah.
And there were no Shane Gillis references, believe it or not. rating for a variety series. Your winner was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and they show the Raiders, and Josh Gondelman was the first name they show.
He's fantastic.
So this guy has another Emmy.
Truly love that show.
Outstanding television movie, Black Mirror, Bandersnatch.
Oh, really?
That Choose Your Own Adventure one.
That was the worst one.
I never saw it because I heard it was trash.
It should win like a technical award.
Yeah,
I can see if they took good stories, that'd be amazing. But
that was like the worst one.
The story was stupid.
It was. And your choices were stupid.
That's what I heard.
They weren't even like opposite of each other. It's like kill him with this thing or kill him with this thing. I'm like, you're like, I don't want to kill him.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you show them bearing somebody, and it's like, oh, so it didn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I heard, that like even it just always comes back to like two different things.
Yeah. A couple of moments were like, oh, I think I got to some portal that, you know, maybe I chose a couple like, things
maybe this
right.
This is a new door. Yeah.
But, but I love that I feel like they're like, okay, this is an option now. And maybe like in a year or two, we'll see more of that.
It was like a demo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The picture, you're a filmmaker though.
Yeah.
And you're understanding that you're going to make some scenes that some people aren't going to see.
Ever.
But they saw your movie.
But I feel like there are people who will watch it over and over again to like calculate.
Yeah.
But like actually have a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And like
map it out.
Well, I did that. I did Bandersnatch a couple times to make sure I saw everything to the point where I hated it at the end.
Yeah. That's what I feel.
What do I care what cereal he's eating again?
Well, yeah,
Keith, you're not supposed to play it three times.
No, but I think you are. I wanted to watch it over, and that's the fun of Choose Your Own Adventure. That's why I like the books.
And maybe they also gave it to that because since you watched it multiple times, like it's more clicks, which is more money, which means like that is like a more lucrative style of making things eventually.
Yeah, but I didn't want to see those scenes again.
I mean,
and
I didn't want hate it by the end.
Yeah,
but you're like
the choices that I had to make were tedious. So I'm like, what? I'm gonna produce this again? Fuck off!
Right. Well, Kyle was trying to watch that. She thought she was watching the right Black Mirror episode. She wasn't. So I'm trying to think how she tried to make people make choices.
Get out of the car! And they were like, he didn't get out the car.
This
why
is not working.
Going on?
Yeah. or all the choices matched. You ever play a video game?
Yeah.
And you think you're moving the character, but it's on demo?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe everything matched what she said. That is the way I would play it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That's funny.
Competition so funny. Program. Your choices are The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior. Nailed It. What's Nailed It?
Nailed It's that bad cooking show. So they get people who have never done it and they try to do like Pinterest type cakes.
Okay.
And they just like fuck it up and you just like laugh at them for hours.
Yeah, but that sounds like a hobby that I want but don't want to watch you do it.
Basically, yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like stoner background TV.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That should be a
category on Netflix for sure.
Right?
Stoner background TV.
Yeah,
that's literally what it is. Because like Nailed It, you can like it can captivate you for 45 minutes, or you can zone out for like an hour, and you come back, it's still the same shit.
And these shows,
yeah,
you can make dinner in the kitchen while it's on
that's
your TV
it.
In your living room.
Exactly.
Best who gives a shit.
Exactly. White noise programming.
Right.
Wait, what are the things again?
The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Nailed It, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, that's going to win.
Yep.
Top Chef, The Voice.
You got it right.
Oh, no, The Voice.
Oh, Drag Race one.
It's Drag Race. It's always.
Finally.
Yeah, it won a couple times.
Wait a minute. Not finally. She wins everything.
Yeah, she's been winning for a while.
She won an Oscar.
Yeah, what?
For the TV show. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, what?
I thought RuPaul was always passed up.
No, Ru's been winning, I think, for the past 2 years.
Okay, but
first, asking, like, for host, and then now the show has been winning, I think, the past 2 years.
RuPaul is great.
I mean, yes, for sure.
And I've read interviews with him. Yeah. And
profound.
Just wonderful.
Yeah.
However, uh-huh. American Ninja Warrior
is so captivating.
Yes. Mind you, it's probably better in clips, and you don't want to see the whole thing. And, mm-hmm. and oh my God, you know who was one of the, who's the ones on the sideline? Like, she's really sweating up a storm here.
Right.
Oh, it was Chris DiStefano.
Huh.
I'm like, what's happening? And I was like, he is perfect for this. But it's so inspiring.
Yeah.
And you just want to get naked it. And you hope you look like that, but you know you don't.
Right.
And you're just like, I can jump on things. Well, where do I jump on things?
I know. And then like every like fifth person is hot. So I love it.
Every fifth? Everybody on there is okay. just, I admire that sense of.
Yes, I mean, yeah. for sure, spiritually hot.
And the worst.
But like physically fuckable. Yeah, I'm like, I'd give you 25%.
What do they look like? You mean looks?
Yeah, exactly.
What do they look like? Ooh. Or are they nice to people? Exactly. What do they look like?
Exactly.
Well, there was one that I saw, and these people are in the greatest shape that a human being could
That's
ever
what I'm saying.
Fucking be.
Yeah, for sure.
This one guy was out in literally the first third step.
Damn. I love when that happens.
I'm not kidding. In the first
when they do
segment,
that like the skip thing, they yes. like hit the 1, 2, 3, they just fall on their face.
Yep. It's an
they make it worse too because it's water and then they run it back in slow motion. Like it's so disrespectful. I fucking love it. It's like fucking like serious double dare with like people that yes! are topless. Yes! I'm into it. And then yeah. like an emotional like a fucking American Idol story before. It's great. it's good. Honestly, Rue, watch your neck, girl. The ninjas are coming.
So the Emmys didn't have a host, but oh. so they pretended that Homer Simpson was going to be the host. So you're watching animation, okay. and then everybody live has to pretend shit's happening. On
Wait,
the
they don't oh my show God, it?
They see, yeah, they see all. It there, but you know these animations aren't necessarily real. So you're
that's
seeing
how
a,
that works.
You're seeing a blank stage oh, in yeah. your life. So anyway, he says, I'm Homer. I'm going to be the blah, blah, blah. And then a piano falls on him. So then they cut to Anthony Anderson in the crowd. And he's like, all right, I have to figure out something. Anyway, he starts running around frantic. How do I find the host? I don't know why. It's his responsibility, but okay. Then he has Bryan Cranston come out. And Bryan Cranston does, you know, the generic yearly television is so important.
Of course.
It's never been... better than ever.
Golden age, blah, blah, blah.
And that's why no one wants to host your show?
Right.
Okay. First of all, I don't know who's the biggest bitch in this fucking room.
Right.
Okay? Because Emmys, you're a bitch because you can't get someone to host. You're the biggest fucking event and people spend tens of thousands of dollars just to visit you.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay? Then you're all bitches sitting there going, oh, well, I won't host it. But host it. I must make my appearance. You're all bitches. Okay. And then the people who accept their awards, well, I'm on this stage, but
right?
not as a host.
Not as a host,
so
of course not.
I'm okay being here. Go fuck yourselves, all of you. This is a very important night. Not as a host.
Not as a host.
Not
though,
as a host.
But we don't need a host.
No, 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 no. No, there's no hierarchy here.
We're all just here. It's just a get together, a gathering.
Yes. We all congratulate each other. And then
we're equals here, but there are winners and losers that are clear.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, finally, they don't have it so that the presenters say everybody's name and they mess up half of it.
They just walk out and say who won.
This computer woman.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Goes through.
You're people who are on stage for a living.
It's literally computer woman realness.
Are computers doing their parts in these movies and shows and shit? You have a script to memorize. They can't give them the script ahead of time and go, you're going to need to know this in 5 minutes. What is happening?
That's what I'm saying.
This is what you people do. I'm not hosting. Bitch.
Absolutely not.
Then it cuts to Family Guy, and they do a little
stop.
And they do a little
I miss
skit,
all of this.
But that's it though. So kind of in the beginning, they have two animation skits. But I thought it would go on and on.
Like a theme,
Big Mouth, Rick and Morty, Bob's Burgers. It's like they started the idea and then forgot about it.
They definitely forgot. They started drawing it and then it's like, turned into a stick person at the end.
That's the thing. I feel like they were like, should we have told someone to draw something?
Yeah, they were like, fucked.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't we never hit send on that email? Like, that's definitely what happened.
I enjoyed this. Ben Stiller was introducing something and he walks past these wax figures of... George Burns. Then he says how great George Burns was. Everybody claps.
Wax figure.
Lucille Ball.
Okay.
Everybody walks over to Bob Newhart. He was like, Bob Newhart was great. And then Bob Newhart starts moving. He's alive.
It's funny.
It's okay, very funny. Okay, that's good. That I love good. That bit. Okay. Wow. Honestly, wow.
And then he started hosting. Nope, not hosting. Nope. Nope.
Hostless.
The Kardashians came out. Kendall they did, and... They did. Who's the main one? Kim?
Kim, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's not the main one now. But anyway, they come out and they're introducing reality TV and saying... Oh, and as they're talking about the beauty of reality, the audience starts laughing because these are the two fakest fucks on the planet.
Literally laughing. They're like, the thing about reality TV is it's like real and like audible laughter from the audience at the Kardashians. Not with.
People go, why do I watch these? This is why. Well, me and Kyle, we're virtually watching in our own places and we both type at the same time. You heard that, right?
Yeah, no. And then I saw something from Twitter. Someone was recording it like in the audience and it is like roaring laughter. Okay, like then, they turn the mics down to the audience for sure. It is like LOL.
Is and you can see Kim and Kendra?
It's Kim and Kendall.
Kendall.
Yes.
So Kim and Kendall after the show were like, they were laughing at us. Anyway, right. We're billionaires.
We're literally so rich. Fuck all of them.
They're like, well, we don't care what you laugh
exactly,
at.
Like y'all want to come to our party, girls.
If we cared that you guys have been laughing at us, this show would have been canceled.
Down, exactly.
No.
Did you know? Did you know, by the way, speaking of Kendall, did you know Madonna has a makeup line? Mm. Yeah, she was hawking it. I'm not joking. She has to catch her breath.
Is it masks? Like, just like full?
It's the eye patch.
Exactly. Like, it's like.
It's like, how long do I leave this makeup. On? Exactly. How long do I leave this on? I don't know. I guess when you go to work.
It's like a kit and it weighs like 3 pounds. It lasts you 7 days. Just fucking plaster that shit on.
They had Tom Lennon. You'll recognize this guy's face. He was in a Reno 911.
Okay.
And he did the in-between banter, you know, or when somebody would go up, he's filling time.
Got it.
Not the host.
Well, right.
That's not what the host does.
Well, I couldn't tell what he said, but, you know, some lines went over, some didn't. It's mostly improv, it seems. And he's like, and what was it? It's like, now that's a hook, and that's a book. And I don't know what he says, but then he goes, and this is why people don't do this. This sucks. But right into the mic, not like it was a hot mic and he didn't know it. He knew it. And he's like,
he knew it. He was like, oh.
This is why nobody does this, because it sucks.
Okay, the Emmys did are having fun.
Did people laugh?
You hear like, oh, and then it cuts to commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
So but he was funny. Somebody won for Chernobyl, and he's like, Chernobyl was filmed in front of a live audience. He made a Felicity Huffman joke.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, it's not bragging if you're flea bagging. The producers have asked me to give a special shout out to any of our previous lead actress winners who are watching tonight from prison. Hopefully those 2 weeks are going to fly right by. Keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up.
There was like a groan there, right?
Yeah. Nobody knows. Do we laugh? I acknowledge it.
Oh, that's my friend.
It's a shame she's not here. It's what we live for.
Oh, she had a 2 week timeout.
Like, oh, we did that too. We didn't get caught.
She's going to write a book about how she missed the Emmys one time.
Right. Even with the thanks to that robot woman, people would still have to make an announcement here and again. And actors don't understand what live means.
They don't. They don't get it.
And when they flub, they go back to the start of the set.
They literally do that. Yeah.
Like
exactly.
They get live a little bit. They're like, I know we have to keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I can't go cut and take five. I have to start over.
But they're like retake. Right. Okay, from the top.
And that's,
every time.
And that was the beauty of Chernobyl. And that was the beauty of Chernobyl.
Exactly.
Like, okay, but you're not a time machine.
No, we don't have to. We remember.
They don't even say, like, excuse me or
exactly.
What are words? They just start over real quick.
Clean edit, bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe they think for themselves, for the real. They're going to edit it themselves.
Real. Oh, bless their hearts.
Right?
I guess, yeah.
Delulu, you know what I mean?
Right. The In Memorial.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did they fuck up?
Who knows, right? They always find dead people later.
Of course, yeah.
here's
alive people.
Here are the following people we missed last week.
Exactly.
The song they played was Time After Time.
It sure was.
Ah, shit.
Now, this was your song.
Yes.
What's that like? Do you have to retire a song?
You know, I thought about that recently. Because
how do you take back the song?
I know. I heard Time After Time at the casino, And I'm like, oh, this is, I even wrote, this was my song with my ex-husband. And I even wrote in his ring time after time.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, eh. And there was another song on a beach in Hawaii that we walked down the aisle to. And at first I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, this is a great song and fuck you.
Yeah, for sure, for
sure,
for sure.
No, I take it back. And in fact,
reclaim
like,
that shit.
I hear it on purpose sometimes. Like, I don't skip it because I'm like, no, this is mine. This is mine. This will be mine. I don't care.
Sitting right here with this fucking song. Totally.
There was a listen that went like that. I'm like, nope, still good.
Pushing this through. Yes, made it.
But they definitely did the in memorial. They did the, you know, clapping when you recognize somebody.
Yeah,
no clapping when we're like,
you're like, who's this?
An agent?
Producer? Question mark?
Okay, thanks.
That's the best picture you could find.
It's so rude, and it's a good thing they're dead because this would kill them.
Right. Kevin Barnett, they gave a shout out to during the in memoriam.
Was there clapping?
Under Raider and producer, and you know. But that's sweet to see.
He was. That's so sweet. That is. Because he wasn't that popular. Right. He was popular amongst comics.
Well, all those actors in the audience are like, writer? Okay.
Oh. Oh.
Now an actor. Yeah. The person that actually writes what I say?
Nah, who cares?
Well, so they forgot Brody Stevens, though. He was even bigger as a name.
Oh, did they?
If we're going to talk about people from our community that you're going to put in the Emmys.
Right, yeah.
Oh, but he wasn't. In that he wasn't a writer or anything in that not Emmy person,
not a, like a TV.
Yeah, you didn't do anything for us.
For us, this is about us.
Well, he had a TV show on.
Oh well, then what the fuck?
Comedy Central about his life being a mess.
So then here we go.
Yeah,
so
you could have.
You're in the Academy? Question mark.
What a cringeworthy moment for me was when it was like the fourth win for Fleabag, and the and maybe it was the main one because everybody's on stage. Yeah. She says, you know, another little speech. And then this guy goes, can I say something? When I was up before, I didn't thank my wife. And it's been a real awkward hour. Hi, honey. I love you.
Also, I thought he was gay until he said that.
Right.
The whole time. Because he literally shimmied down the aisle before. Like he did like a little shoulder. Like,
did we learn a lesson, Will?
I mean, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Let me ask his wife some questions.
Right.
Because I still feel
that
way. It's
not the lesson I was talking about.
I still feel that way.
No lessons learned.
I saw what I saw.
But isn't that funny? Like, does that make everything okay then with your wife?
No, it makes it worse.
That's what I'm saying.
She was real mad. I just want to say I love you. Happy.
I mean, it was an afterthought.
Just real quick, happy wife.
He'd been up there like four times, literally. Come on.
No, you just go, you know, I can't, in all the excitement, I can't believe that I forgot the person who's always on my mind, and that's my wife. Obviously, I was thinking about you. I couldn't have done this without you. Thank you for letting me mention the love of my life.
Honey, once.
That's not how it went.
Right. My wife wants you to know that we're madly in love.
Yeah, exactly. And everything's cool. And I don't think about dick. And thank you for the Fleabag Award.
What can I tell you guys? Happy wife, happy life. I don't
know. Exactly. Right.
Holy shit.
I love my wife.
My wife pointed out that I didn't thank her. I assume I'm homeless.
Also, okay, so this
is really me thinking my wife up there.
This is a thing, right? So if you are married and your person didn't mention you, would you she's sitting next to you, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking she's texting from home. I don't know right. why. So, but would you be with like, where was I?
Yeah. No.
In that person's moment.
No, not at all.
In the heat of everything.
Yeah.
I feel like you gotta trust that later they'll be like, holy shit.
For sure.
And then you go, cool, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
I get a massage.
Exactly.
Or like just, you know, this is your time. You're nervous
you
as fuck.
Up. Yeah. You're looking at fucking Meryl Streep or somebody in the eye. Like I'd be shaking too.
Yeah. And so maybe like if you feel butthurt right away, your whole life is butthurt with each other.
I mean,
like,
for sure.
Like, of course you forgot me. It's like, here we go.
Oh, this again.
Yeah. Did I do good, honey? Okay. All right. You're respected.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much.
He was up there like, yes, like four times though. And then he was like, oh yeah, but I'm married to a woman. I should probably say that.
Well, I think you're trying to say something here.
I think I said it.
Will Cope, you can follow online, Twitter and Instagram, at Will, W-I-L, one L, right?
One L.
Cope 4, number 4. You can check out Narcissistas.
Wait. There's Will with one L, Cope 1, 2, and 3?
No, but I'm the fourth.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
In your family, you mean?
Yeah, like I'm the fourth William Cope.
That's weird.
Oh, isn't it wild?
That's fair to say that isn't it's weird.
Okay, it gets weirder because both my grandfathers are named William.
Ew.
So my cousin is William III. But he's 2 years younger than me, so I got Will, and like our family calls him William. You know what I mean?
Is anybody else gay in your family?
Yeah. I have a lesbian cousin named Wei. Love her. She's like my fucking bitch. Like we are like, nice. That's like my sister.
Ride or die?
Ride or die. Yeah. Okay. She's 11 years older than me though. So she like,
I hope she like didn't have sister. Any kind of eating disorder with a name like Way.
No, Way, like W-A-Y. Yeah, her course. Full name.
First
her
of all, it's is, W-A-Y.
Yeah. Her full name is Waynetta.
Okay.
Because her father's name is Wayne. Because everyone in my family is named after someone.
Oh, good. Yes. Definitely don't open a book.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a whole thing. So,
you know, it still doesn't make sense.
No, absolutely.
Because her dad was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, literally, like everyone in my family, you're like, how did you get that name? They really pieced it together. It's like, oh, these initials, when you reverse them, is my grandma's favorite Bible verse. That's wild. Yeah.
You know, I was named after my grandma, but my grandma's name was Khatun. And I'm like, that even to Americans doesn't sound
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, you're like, that's a reach all nuts. Over. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, no, mine's literally a copy paste, add a number. And I might do the same. I want to lie to my son and tell him he's a prince because he'll be the fifth. How many fifths do you know?
Only princes, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. Here you go.
Well, first of all, he's going to fall for those Nigerian scams.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Of course you believe me. I'm a prince. You can trust me with your millions. How much do you need? 1,000?
That's what I'm saying.
For processing?
Boom cat.
Will, always a pleasure.
Oh my God, I had so much fun, you guys. This has been a fucking honor and a blast, bitch. Yes.
Thank you very much, bitches.
Thank you, guys.
Holla.
Yes.
And keep spreading the word. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Keithandthegirl.com.